Good morning, everybody. It's about 2:25 a.m. in the morning on Sunday morning, June 25th, 2023. I was doing some stuff and I was up and some things is just really resting heavy on my mind this morning, and I wanted to do like a little small brief podcast on it, and I'm going to release it over Facebook. This God was dealing with me about what is happening to the truth. We're living in a time frame where the truth is being made into a lie literally before our face, and the church is sleeping on it. I don't know about you, but I have been looking at a lot of different things over the last few weeks, months, and stuff, even over the last couple of years. And I've been a minister of the gospel for over 27 years. And being preaching the gospel for as long as I have, before I preached the gospel, I was in the congregation, viewing different things from a congregational standpoint, and then becoming a minister and seeing things from a minister standpoint and from a regular minister in the church to becoming a pastor. You know, I've seen it from all angles. And I can tell you that one of the reasons why the truth is being made into a lie is because majority of the people that go to church, that's all they do is go to church. They don't become the church. As I was looking over these things, as the Spirit of God had me looking over these things, I look at how, y'all, religion has never done anything for me but make me sick to my stomach. And when we look back at the scriptures, we see that religion is really what took Jesus to the cross. Because anything that causes us to shake up what we see, what we think, and what we view, we don't want to be told that we're wrong about anything. We don't want to see the wrongness in us. And anytime you come to the truth sheds light on your life about the dark areas of our lives that's not right. You know, and so we're supposed to be striving for the masteries. We're supposed to be striving to become into this perfect being in Christ. And so if we're supposed to be striving to become into this perfect being in Christ, then there's a time where you have to sit and see yourself. You got to look at what's going on with you. We at a time where people in the church are scared to stand up for what is right and what's true from the word of God and say, this is what the word of God is says. And because of this, we're going to stand. The scripture said, let every man be a lie, but God be the truth. And the point of the matter is, no matter how many laws we change in this land, this world, and how many awarenesses we become and how woke we become, or whatever we do, at the end of the day, at the end of our life, we're going to have to face the one who really created us and realize we did not create ourselves. And we're going to have to stand before him and answer to the deeds that we've done in this body, whether we like it or not. And so it's a lot of lies out there. I've seen a lot of lies. I've even looked at testimonies where people are supposed to have been giving testimonies. And I can see things that I'm like, God, that stuff just don't sound real. When the truth is being told, the anointing is always there. Because the Spirit of God always sheds light on what's the truth. He always reveals what is true. And so we need to know what the truth is in this hour. We need to be able to understand what God is saying. Because remember, Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. So if he's the way, the truth, and the life, and the things that he already spoke in his word about us, what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be doing it, it hasn't changed. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And the scriptures let us know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But yet we try to change what he's saying to fit our criteria. And that's not going to wash. I look at a lot of people that profess to be Christians, and I see how our lives don't bear witness with what he says is supposed to be. We're supposed to be conformed to his image, not our own. And so as I close out this little time, what is happening to the truth? The truth has been made into a lie. And we got an answer to that stuff. I don't know about you, but Jesus said in his word, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Do that mean that we're not going to sin and come short of the glory? No, it doesn't. But the Bible says that a good man falls 7 times, but what? He gets back up. We got to continue to look to the hills which come our help, for our help come from the Lord. We must cry out daily for the Lord to deliver us from the things in our lives that's not like him, that don't look like him. And we got to be honest with some stuff. And y'all, it's sickening to me. I look across the social medias and I see different things that I look at, and I see people professing to be Christian and their lives look opposite of what the Bible says. And we're going to have to answer for this stuff. Every deed done in this body, we're going to have to answer to it. So no matter what kind of lie that Satan is feeding us, no matter what kind of lie people are feeding us, or what kind of lies we feeding ourselves, no matter what kind of deceptions we up under, one day you're going to come face to face with the truth. And I hope when you do, it's not too late. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer.